So friends, we are understanding now different communication model. What you have in front of you is a matrix. You see there are four different communication models: AIDA model, hierarchy of effect model, innovation adoption model, information processing model. And then what you see is the stages: cognitive, affective and behavioral. Brief about it, today in this actually explanation, we are only going to cover first two models. The rest of the two models we are not covering, so to say. So quickly, if I had to give you an understanding about it, is this part that needs to be understood, so that understanding the other two will become easy. So what is cognitive? Cognitive is to all to do with information receiving, which will allow you to think. So having an information makes you think. So cognitive stage, consumer is supposed to get all the information about your product or the service and then think about it. So only when he has information, his thinking starts. The second stage is an affective stage, which is a feeling, which is development of a liking, getting a feeling that, you know, I need this solution, feeling that you are right, you know, you are offering a right product, feeling about, you know, you being the best in the lot. So competitive differentiation. So that's the affective stage. And then comes the cognitive stage, which is a behavioral stage. Having got the required information, compared, evaluated, having developed a feeling where the need is triggered, I felt a need, I have a favorable disposition towards your product and the brand, etc. So what is expected out of me is a behavior. Behavior means I must acquire it, as natural as that. So that's acquiring the product or the service. So these are the three critical psychological aspects. Consumer pass through these three stage. To this, psychologists have related different communication model. But as I told you, we will be studying the first two only. So the first model is AIDA model. It's an acronym, and the full form of that is attention, interest, desire and action. So of course, the engagement is a starting point. The rest of the thing is customers go through these four phases. That's what it says, for him to take the last step, which is an action. So what is required is that you want it. First, an attention to be grabbed. So your overall message, the encoding has to be right. That is the creative, the message, how it has been portrayed, etc. What the solution it is offering. So that has to be right. So attention, only then the interest will come. Maybe if it would have come as a Chinese snacks, or maybe if it would have come as a, you know, different snacks, would have a different response. But they came with fast to cook, good to eat, 2 minutes. So it like created a sensation among Indian housewife. Are 2 minute mein garam khana nashta ban jayega? Oh, let me try. So that's the interest they got. So post interest, customer developed the desire. Only when there's an interest. Interest started coming in when the DO started advertising very aggressively. Otherwise, in my life, when I started my corporate career, there was nothing like, you know, bad this thing about whether you use a DO or no DO. DOs were not there. When they started showing DO and the use, and then you see the female colleague going away from you, etc., then the interest and the desire came. Oh, I must also use DO. So that's what is the power of AIDA model. One need to understand. Only when that happens, when your encoding crafts that interest and the desire in me, I will get into acquiring you. That is an action. So that's the stage where action will happen. So explain very well by these move advertisements. If you see, there's a family melodrama, they show husband, wife running, wife suddenly having a back pain. Now they are showing is a kitchen at a table ke upar sab, you know, khana kha rahe, everybody is there, and suddenly housewife slips while serving the food, you know, and then her legs is sick. Father-in-law comes and gives the move. So you see how a family melodrama, they build the interest when you're looking at so much is happening. Oh, suddenly she felt this a need for this thing, and then the desire. So mere ghar mein bhi move hona chahiye. Anybody can fall in my house. So that's what punchline. Aapke ghar mein kon rehta hai? Kamar dard ya move? So such a wiping out statement, like either or can remain in the house. So naturally you don't want backache to remain in your house. So you will have to have the move in your house. So go and buy the move. So that's how you see the AIDA model. Next model is the hierarchy of effects model. Now, hierarchy of effects model is not a different model in a way. However, it clearly emphasizes that customers go through certain stages in his life before he acquires the product. Earlier model also was not so rigidly mentioning, because you know, you can directly generate an interest and make customer acquire the goods, etc. However, here it is believed that these are the six stages. AIDA has a four stages. In the hierarchy of effects model, the six stages. Consumers are expected to go through them. These are the six stages. Awareness remain there as an attention. Knowledge, liking, preference, conviction, and purchase. If I have to just facilitate your understanding, awareness is equal to attention, that side. AIDA means second is an interest. Here, interest is divided into two, knowledge and liking. So, interest is a result of knowledge. First of all, I should have a knowledge and then the liking is developed. So, that's an interest part. Desire. Desire here is been referred again in a two different way. Preference and conviction. Only when my preference, liking will lead to the preference. Preference should lead me to conviction stage. I'm convinced. And then that will happen, the purchase will take place, which is an action. So, I have given you a kind of a gist of it. Advertising makes the consumer aware. So, how the whole process goes, how the role of Marcom or the promotion mix, etc. So, through an advertisement or marketing communication, you will make consumer aware. They start gaining knowledge. Now, for that, today the digital media is there. You must provide information on a website, blogs, and various ways, publicity, PR. You must provide a lot of information for the consumers to own his own. Starts liking or starts creating a preference. So remember this stage, knowledge will lead to liking. So that liking will come when consumer is himself able to see, refer, compare, you have a demonstration videos, etc. Then his liking will develop. The liking will really, liking can be either through USPs or benefit or the feature or an emotional ads or whatever you say, appeal, you create a liking for it. Liking will have to lead the conviction. So, liking is a stage will lead to a preference will come. When you start liking and you realize that you have a need for this kind of a thing, the conviction is to be brought in. The conviction will come only when the preference towards you come. So, now you have to play that role of differentiation. So, that's why you see that a lot of sampling, a lot of test drives are today encouraged by the auto companies, etc. So, that's what is the creation of a preference. So, preference will lead to conviction, and conviction will lead to finally consumer deciding and purchasing your goods. So, that's a hierarchy of effect model. Consumer is believed to be going through these six stages. So, basic premise is that advertising effects occur over a period of time. So, here it is believed that advertising cannot impromptu create an immediate effect. It is a long-term continuous activity. Communication may not lead to behavioral response. Immediate behavioral response cannot be expected. So, you have a cognitive this thing stage achieved through an advertising. Maybe you create an affective stage, but immediate cognitive, that a behavioral stage, advertising may not be able to bring. Therefore, you need a series of various steps to be put into your marketing implementation. That's the reason why various other aspects are brought in. And each step has to be very focused on whether this is done for what. This is done for which step? Creating awareness, creating knowledge, or liking, creating a preference or a conviction. Those are the critical aspects that each step has to have a relevant objective in mind. So that the next stage is triggered and next stage gets developed in the mind of the consumer. So, that's a hierarchy of effect model that we have studied. So, we studied two communication model. That brings us to understanding one particular aspects of a communication, which is integrated marketing communication, IMC as we say. Look at a scenario. Here is a scenario that has been presented. Now, what will be the fallout if I tell you that there is a time, say in the month of March 1996 or say 1919 or 19, SKF as a company comes out with this advertising, SKF energy efficient bearing, and they are publishing this advertising across. Around the same time, look at this one dealer or a trader releases an advertisement which talks about various things, products and services by SKF. Do you think both are gelling well? Do you think will it create the right impact in the mind of the consumer? Answer for you to give. And ask yourself, will it create that desired impact? This, according to me, was a non-creation of the integration. It will not create. While company is talking about new innovation, this guy is talking about old bearings and old product, current product and services. So, that's where the thought about integrated marketing communication came in. It's an approach. It's a science. Though there is a science, but it needs an organization-wide approach to achieve one single focused marketing campaign-based objective, one objective. It is immaterial, or rather, it is like a result of that single objective is a derivative of salespeople sitting together with marketing, operation, company-wide consensus on what needed to be achieved. So that's the thing that is very critical for you to achieve. That's the integrated marketing communication, so to say. It will kind of, with a single focus, it will help you to create a various channel-based communication which will have a unified effect, unified communication. Each channel can contribute in a way towards a single marketing objective. So as earlier also mentioned to you, advertising can create an awareness, but your digital marketing can give a demonstration effect and call to action can be triggered, etc. So that's the power of integration. So, but they are all driven towards that. They are all driven towards one marketing objective. For friends, if you were to get this idea about better, I will request you to kind of Google and look for Badhti Ka Naam Zindagi, Badhti Ka Naam Zindagi by Axis Bank under YouTube. So you will see that one film, you know, one video, about 3 minutes odd. It gives you an idea that when Axis was launched and when they did this integrated marketing communication based campaign, how effective it was. You will understand also what is IMC. So that's the power. One should really see this. With IMC, the marketing leverages each aspects of communication. Communication, the channel that has been used, channel has its own strength. While newspaper cannot have a demonstration effect, the television can have demonstration emotional effect. Digital can have a multi-demo video films floating around to create a really interesting demonstrations of a different aspects of features, etc. And then when you create an harmony, what plays when, etc., on which channel, etc., the exposure of customer will start happening. And wherever he will go, whatever he will see, he will see that one message, Badhti Ka Naam Zindagi, Badhti Ka Naam Zindagi. Whether I am moving on a bus or a train, I see on a hoarding, where I have seen today morning, open a news, full page Badhti Ka Naam Zindagi advertisement. I close the newspaper, I open a television to see news, Badhti Ka Naam Zindagi advertisement. I go out in my car, hoarding Badhti Ka Naam Zindagi. And you see that digital, when I open a mobile, Facebook or say Insta or this thing, I LinkedIn, Badhti Ka Naam Zindagi. So see how impact it creates. Vis-a-vis, look at the other. SKF is talking about energy bearing, the dealer is talking about other thing. You will ask me that, but SKF will not use the media differently. But it is like a clutter. Clutter is created. I, as a consumer, may see Phoenix ad while going on the road talking about some, you know, maintenance contract by on bearing maintenance, etc. So I will not get that Badhti Ka Naam Zindagi effect. Energy efficient bearing may miss out. So that's what, and this is a graphical representation, not that I need to really explain. So various marketing of a traditional tool, promotion, web, etc., all should lead to single marketing objective being driven through your communication. Here also, I'm just trying to pictorially represent you. And you can see that it starts with advertising and this thing, etc. It is trying to help you. Though this is of a one particular vegetable, but under that you see different fruits, etc. Message is collectively unify them using the integrated marketing communication approach. So it is not telling you that advertising is different, this is different, etc. Earlier they were used differently. Now it is telling you unify it. That's the power of IMC. So advertising can be used for building awareness. So I gave you this perspective. Sales promotion will generate inquiry. Will bring you inquiry. SMS now to know more about Badhti Ka Naam Zindagi. SMS now, open your bank account and make your Zindagi, bring Badhti Ka Naam Zindagi in your life, suppose. So these are all constantly, each one is trying to guide me that open an account with Axis Bank. So that's what the direct mail will provide me a easy access to opening an account or a home service or whatever, you know, kind of. Personal selling, when I go to the bank or where the guy comes to me and, you know, he tries to explain me why Axis Bank is better, etc. So unified message has a powerful impact. impact in terms of, remember the frequency, reach and frequency aspects. So frequency is built into my mind. Frequency will make me remember the message. Frequency will create interest, desire, or knowledge, persuasion, as the case may be. So that's the power of IMC. IMC also enables you to do what you call a 360 degree marketing. 360 degree marketing. Here you see that there are different media vehicles or a channel that is there. Now, if the same message goes into each one of them, you can understand the power it provides you, the punch it will give it on the mind of the targeted consumer. Unified message, call to action can be different, but all driven towards one marketing objective. Advertising for awareness, promotion for action, download, etc. Take the grab the action, you know, give a missed call for personalized attention to your account opening, etc. So those kind of things will, on a mobile, if that is the case. So the moment you click it, the call goes and, you know, you tell me, yeah, I want to know more about Bharti Kanam Zindagi, open an account with Axis Bank. The guy will say, yes, sir, provide me your address. I'll be at your doorstep. So see how things are. So that's the power of 360 degree marketing, which is possible only using IMC. However, like every concept, IMC has its own limitations. Not that we need to understand in detail, but some bit of a creativity limitations. But what they say that if that one message is developed powerfully, that itself replaces the need for a highly creative message, because it's a constantly one message is driving the consumers. Needs different promotional mix to the specific task. What it says, you need a different promotion mix so that every promotion mix has a threshold. So for the sales promotion to be effective or for your digital to get effective, there is a minimum threshold that has to be achieved. So overall, it feels that you may spend more budget on an IMC approach. It is cross-functional. Therefore, speed of response may be lower. And only when I get exposed to, say, multiple this thing, which is forcing me on something, then only the action this thing will come. Otherwise, force of action may not come. The ownership and responsibility trap, in the sense, this generally, it looks like it is a drive by the marketing. So people in the organization, if they are not aligned with it, so then the sales and those department will not probably play that active role. So whose response is the response from this IMC campaign is? So that's the organization between the department. So IMC, when you implement, the alignment of the backend team has to be there. So that's what is an integrated marketing is all about. So when you understand this limitation, you will be in a better position to align different organizational functions when you are launching an IMC campaign. So friends, you have understood the entire science of communication, marketing communication, so to say. Now there is a very important concept called DEGMARC that you need to be understood. So we will go through this. DEGMARC is an abbreviation. It stands for defining advertising goals for measured advertising result. Please understand, the last three words are the crux of it. Measured advertising result. So it brings out among the advertiser the need for making your advertisement measurable. Measurable advertising result is a crux, for which the goal needs to be put in such a way, the goal needs to be objective driven and not the subjective driven. So that's where the DEGMARC come into picture. So pioneered by Russell Covey, it helps in establishing a measurable link. That is what I have explained. Monitors and evaluates campaign advertising effect, etc., over a period of time, and that helps you to control in a way that you do not go too far away, that the damage is done kind of thing. There are 52 goals as such, which has been classified by them, which is having a measurable component in. So like generate 10% of the lead, or say generate X number of leads, or create brand awareness, create unaided brand awareness of up to 80%, create aided brand awareness of up to 90%. So that way it gets into defining various advertising goals, which are measurable. That's what important aspect of it. Goals may pertain to your sales or a brand image or attributes or attitude change, etc., but they are measurable. That's what the crux of it. Performance on this counts and projected goal is compared to evaluate the effectiveness. So when you have a goal on one hand, which has a measurability in it, it's a two end, which is then drives the momentum. So that way both agency and the advertiser will start aligning better because both are now bound by that measurability of the goal. Okay. So for effective measurement, you have to follow certain pathways, which is what has been mentioned out here. It starts with awareness, comprehension, conviction, and action. What I want my friends, you should not get confused with the communication model that you have. So communication model is more to do with the consumer behavior side of it. Here it is about advertising communication side of it. So overall, we are trying to see that we set an objective which is measurable for the advertisement that we release. So with that, we try to understand these three essential areas which I have spoken. So DEGMARK has three parts. So we will take one by one. So first is the define advertising goals. So a good advertising is a result of well-written text, the measurable involving a starting point. So good written point, it is measurable. It is measurable in terms of what is it supposed to get from the target audience. So who's your target audience also should be clear. The time within which the campaign is expecting the result to materialize, and that actually the state of change, which is a result of either you do an advertising survey, etc., or as you said, brand track survey, various, there are methodology which enables you to see whether the change as expected is happening or not. So it involves also the science of marketing research. You set an advertising goal which improves the certain attributes. So here the goal setting, as you say, is measurable. So here, like say for product awareness, so earlier research that you have done and you came to know that the product awareness is only 10%. Now you set the marketing or the DEGMARK goal, which is increase the product awareness to 30%. So that's how it goes. Awareness, comprehension, conviction and action. So that is the second part that we need to understand. I'm going back so that the clarity, the second part of this and DEGMARK model is three parts. So we understand the second part now. So here the awareness is the crux of it. Awareness only will make consumer think that you have something which is of relevance to him. It may be either through the new product, it may be through a new process. Toasters earlier were not automatic. So it used to lead to the burning of the toast if there is no attention. Later on they came with the automatic toaster. So even that needs to be communicated. People should be made aware about. I am just explaining you with a simple example. So the target audience should first of all know what you have as a solution. Then comes the comprehension. Comprehension is like, one is an information route, second is making them know how your product or how this feature that you are providing is solving his problem. So that's how he will comprehend. He will comprehend only if he sees a solution to his problem. When he sees that, he will then read it. He will then try to understand it. So that's a comprehension approach. Second is the conviction. Conviction is after comprehension, that is after he realizes that there is something that you have which is solving his problem and he is kind of understood. He has to get into believing it. So believing is a result of the attitude. Now whether you need to know whether the attitude need to be rechanged, whether attitude needs to be mildly upgraded to a better product, etc., or you need a totally new attitude to be developed. So that's what from a non-automatic toaster to an automatic toaster, it is a mild change. But making people take IPIL or making people use a pregnancy kit, it's a new attitude that has to come in. Yani. So that's what, so then only the conviction will come. So attitude is everything, as we say in advertising or branding. Conviction will come only when the attitude gets aligned with the communication that you are sending. Then comes the action. Action is like, final call to action is left onto the hands of consumers. However, you must persuade him. You must pursue with him to make him take that final call. You must make it easy for him. So that's the action stage that you have to drive yourself, wherein you allow all the rights to him. At the same time, it's not that you leave it loose. So that's what various action-oriented communication that you do it, which facilitates consumers one day deciding, let me go to this sale, or let me call, or let me submit my form and get this thing, or let me do this free download first and then try this app or try this product, etc. So that's the action. Okay. Third aspect is a measurability. Measurability of advertising effectiveness, where measurability can come only when there is a pre-period, pre-stage awareness is there, then there is an expectation set to it is there. So earlier example which I gave you, product awareness should move from 10% to 30%. So there is a pre-stage you came to know when you did a research that product awareness is to the tune of 10%. Now expectation is you wanted to reach it to the 30%. So that means you are expecting a significant rise in your jump from 10 to 30. Okay. So actual results when entire activity is executed, that will be matched with the set expectations or set goals. So there's set DEGMARC based goal wherein the measurability is the crux. This may require maybe another set of awareness again. So after the campaign is over, you may have to redo the survey and find it out whether what is the level that you have achieved. So it's a measurement which is again objective driven. Therefore, the research plays also a critical role. So we come to understand what is the utility of a DEGMARC. Utility of DEGMARC is the single most, if I have to give you the measurability. So measurability led goal setting that comes in is a critical objectivity of utility of it, which requires an objective approach, and therefore it uses scientific tool like research, etc., by the brand guy, so that overall every stakeholders are aligned well, and that will lead to the planner's efforts also towards one particular goal. So that's the beauty of DEGMARC. There are criticisms against DEGMARC, too much of a reliance on hierarchy of effect theory. So that's what one of the communication model that we have understood theory is, a too much of a reliance on that, whether it is AIDA or even hierarchy of effects theory. Overall, you say that it heavily relies on the communication theory. Customers do not necessarily pass through that stage, whether it's an AIDA model or hierarchy of effects model. There are examples which tells us that it is not necessary for a consumer to pass through that. Say, for example, window shopping. Do we pass through that? Maybe not. Okay. Creative focus will shift from developing a unique and effective advertising to quantifiable effect, quantifiable result generating, advertising. So both are different. However, there's always a talk between whether advertising is made to sell or advertising is made to communicate. That discussion leaving aside, this is one of the limitation or criticism against DEGMARC. So advertising objective has to follow this SMART principle, which is listed in before you. I have straight away go to the example. So this is one example given. Increase sale by 10% in 6 months through a 20-week long period awareness campaign held in 6 target cities. Everything is so specifically defined following that SMART objective grid or the framework that has been given to you. So promotion objective, what is the importance of it? They are the standards against which the measurement has to happen. So it gives you the purpose, it gives you a way to measure your effort is yielding results or not. The money that you have spent is getting you the return or not. 3 purpose of this objective could be. So when you set an objective, it could be objective serves as a coordination. So all stakeholders get unified on achieving a specific objective. Objective facilitates the coordination of various groups also. So coordination of organization level, this thing, that was the first thing. The coordination between different stakeholders. Okay, and the third is the objective provides a criteria for decision making. Now, when you are faced with a lot of choices while media planning, while creative development, etc., if you have an objective in front of you, it may help you to take a right decision. So the decision making is facilitated, and evaluation of effectiveness. At the end, you did something, you spend money, you were hoping for X as an objective, then you measure it whether that has happened or not. So the objective measurement is a fourth but single most effective objective, so to say. So now we enter understanding what is advertising strategy. So we understood what is objective, overall advertising and a promotion objective. What is strategy now? So strategy, there are 2 parts to the advertising strategy. First is an assessment, what's going on? And then second is an action, what should we now do? So what is the challenge? What's going on will give you the current state with the picture of challenge which is in front of you. The second stage will get into strategy part, which is an action. So what needs to be done to face this challenge, to achieve this objective, so to say. So with that advertising strategy, it covers the following points, so to say. Setting your promotional objective and deciding, whether to advertise or not to advertise. So overall, first aspect of the strategy, when you do that, and it should list what is the objective that you are trying to achieve. Okay. Deciding the mix. So what should be my mix? So various promotion mix or various media mix, etc. that we have decided. So that's what advertising mix. Here it will be more a media mix because we are talking about advertising as a thing. Determining your promotional budget. So promotional budget is what is the budget that I have for advertising, for promotion, etc. Deciding when to advertise. So whether you are going to be festivity centric, whether you are going to be product purchase cycle centric, etc. So what is it that will enable you to decide where and when to advertise? So toothpaste and all, or say Cadbury's and all, you will find in first 10 days of the month they heavily advertise, because that's when the purchase cycle begins. When the salary comes in, people want to re-spend on their day-to-day utility need, etc. Purpose of advertising. So various DEGMAG objectives that we have studied. So whether you are supposed to create awareness, whether you are creating to liking, preference, what is it? So what's your objective? So that needs to be very clear, the purpose, and measuring the effectiveness. So by doing this, what is it that you are going to achieve? So that measuring criteria are also put in place. So the strategy is to cover these aspects. Thank you.